My name is Giselle Sanat Rodriguez. I came to the United States when I was 12 years old. And I was born in Mexicali, Baja California. That is on the northwest part of Mexico. It borders California. And I am from an indigenous group in Mexico called the Yaquis. They are actually situated in the Sonoran Desert. And that's where my grandfather and my father were born. I had a really pleasant childhood. Most of my family are musicians, and so I got to make music when I was a little girl. And things started to get a little rough. I could see that my country was collapsing. We had a lot of American and Canadian corporations that came into our country. So basically, you know, they took over the business in my country. And so crisis started to be very obvious. Even when I was 12 years old, I remember that my father said, you know, it would be nice if we could go to another country. In 1989, there was an amnesty that was open for people that wanted to work on the fields, on agriculture. So my dad took that amnesty and migrated to California. And so that was the first part of the United States that I lived in. Since I was born in the border of Mexico, I was always crossing back and forth. I didn't have this illusion about what the U.S. would be like, because I already knew what it was like, because I saw it. I was very little. I didn't have any political consciousness. I wasn't aware of, like, the economical systems. I was just sad that I had to leave my house. And when I arrived to the United States in Compton, something did change. My perspective did change. I got to see very courageous people, but I also got to see a lot of violence. And that violence was something that shaped my soul. It was rooted and is still rooted in a very unfair economical system. It doesn't have to be that way. I was very scared when the Rodney King protests started happening in LA. I was scared to see war tanks just like commonly going on the city of Compton. I've been very scared in this country. Not only for my life, but for other people's lives. But it was a great learning experience to be able to be with people from other nations. And that is what makes this experience the most valuable experience of my life, because I've learned from all these people, from all these backgrounds, from all these minds, from all these souls. My favorite aspect is that the land is rich. The soil is a good soil, and it has also a lot of potentiality to feed a lot of people. There is American spirit that is what makes this country great, that embraces all cultures. I believe in the American spirit of indigenous people, because you will find that there is a lot of wisdom in indigenous communities in this country that have the power and the answer to heal this planet. I believe that people here have a lot of potential to make this a great place to live. It's important to travel, not only for pleasure, but it's important to travel so you can see the reality. It's important to go out there, take a risk, go. Just explore, see the world with your own eyes, not through television, not through someone's documentary, through yourself.